morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi. You're at Redcliffe, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I rang and spoke to a girl yesterday. I need to book my budgerigar in for the chlamydia test and a health check because he's going into a...
Boarding? Yep.
She said you're running low on stock. There's only like two things left. So put one aside and I'm on the Gold Coast, so I'll probably come on Thursday.
I think we've already reserved them, unfortunately, but I'll triple check. I'll go have a look for you. Would you mind if you just hold for a sec?
Yeah, I only rang yesterday, so I hope not.
Yeah, that might be it. What was your name again?
Susan Austin, Austin.
Cool. And your budgie's name?
Yeah. Lemmy. I didn't give the bird's name yet, I don't think. Maybe I did.
That's right. I'll just go double check and I'll come back. I'll be 2 seconds.
Thank you. Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
I see one's got a note on it saying, on hold, a lady will call Tuesday to confirm the appointment for boarding. So I imagine that must be you.
That's me, yeah, because I had to cancel the pet lounge health check because you guys did both of it. Why would I take him out twice?
Yeah, for sure. It's all good.
Thank
cool.
you
all right,
very
well,
much.
That's all good. So you said Thursday works for you?
Yeah, because I'm just looking. It's raining again tomorrow. I don't like being on the freeway. I can do tomorrow. Let me look how bad the rain is.
Yeah, I guess just sort of looking around our time, like you probably would want to come at midday to avoid traffic.
Yeah, around that time, yeah.
Cool. Well, we can do
tomorrow or Wednesday. Sorry.
That's okay. So I've got 11:30 on Thursday.
Okay, beautiful.
And 11:30 on Wednesday as well, so it's just really your preference, really.
11:30. Let's do tomorrow. I'll just get it done. 11:30, Wednesday. Beautiful.
Check. And so, sorry, she didn't make you a file, did she? She didn't ask you about your address or anything like that?
No, not yet. No.
Okay, great. Yeah, so just for our schedule, I just have to add you as a client and then your bird as a patient. So,
absolutely.
Just take some quick details down. So this is your best phone number that you call
yes,
from?
Yep.
404-850-000. Just
everyone
says
that different.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the ending in 4-0. I don't really say that very often.
I go 0000. So far. People think it's a spam number now. It used to be the coolest number, but
I
can't win.
When I saw it, I was like, oh, I wonder like what business is calling us or something. You know, it looks like one of those.
Yeah.
Just one of those. Anyway,
yeah.
That's all right. What's your address?
Email address is Susan, Susan.
Yep.
C for cattle. It's my middle name. Austin, A for Apple, Austin.
Yep.
At Outlook.com.
And so, sorry, just again, Susan, C for cat, was it? Austin?
Yep.
At Outlook.com.
That's it.
Easy. And so, Susan, Austin. What's cars going off? All right. And just your home address?
26
yep.
Palmerston Drive, Palmerston. Thompson Drive, Oxenford, Queensland, 4210.
Oxenford. There you go. Cool. Alrighty.
Yes, it should take me. I looked it up. I think it's an hour and 10 minutes. That's all right. He's got a little cute curry cage.
Perfect. Cool. Feel free to just do a little dish with some food and water for him.
Yeah.
All the time, so you've got little small sort of containers or cups or anything for him?
I do, because actually there's nowhere to put in this curry cage water or food, but I could just put it in another container for him.
Yeah, I think probably just in case, and even just a low level of water would be fine. We can always just give him a little bit of food when he comes in.
Beautiful. Now, he hasn't got his wings clipped because he's my son's bird, and my son's in the Navy now, so I'm looking after him, and I wanted to get his wings clipped so he's easier to... He's a cute little guy. He's so adorable. But, yeah, he does fly, so obviously you guys are, all about that.
Definitely. We see probably about 20 birds every day, so that's all
yeah.
good. So that's all good.
Yeah, very happy.
Cool. So what was his name? Lemon, was it?
Lemmy, L-E-M-M-Y.
Lemmy, yep, cool. And so you said he was a male budgie, and how old was he?
I think he's 2 years old.
Two, cool.
I'm going to go with two. Yeah. The jumping spider's a year and a half, I think.
Okay, very good. Cool. All right, so I'll just add that one.
Yeah, I think he's, yeah. Any details that you need, you can ring up and I can tell them, you can ring and give any authority to the Pet Lounge at Coomera. They have all these details.
Okay, cool. All, right, all good? Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that's it. Yeah, all booked in for you tomorrow at 11:30, so we'll see
yep.
you then. And I'll just write your name on the test with Lemmy as well, so definitely.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, hold that. Thank you.
No worries. See you then, Susan. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.